this seems to be moving along. What happens now that you've been given this authorization by the board?
Yeah, I was very pleased with the action of the board. I think it's clearly in response to the very favorable reaction from on campus, the public at large, and it communicated clearly that we are moving forward in terms of an affiliation agreement. There's some work to do there, but we're very pleased with the progress thus far, and looking forward to sustaining that and getting our work done. So it's a great addition to both, I think, to Thomas M. Cooley Law School as well as Western Michigan University, and a really nice partnership, affiliation. And, you know, this goes back many, many years, but it's nice to see it come to fruition.
Explain how this works, where they remain an independent entity, and yet it's going to be called the Western Michigan University Thomas M. Cooley Law School.
Yeah, there are models like that around the country, even in our own state. What we know as the Michigan State School of Law is really an independent, separate, discrete entity within Michigan State. And they retained that when the Detroit College of Law moved to East Lansing. Actually, in many ways, people sort of forget that they are discrete and separate, and they become, to a large extent, blended in the context of the operation of. But this will give the university an opportunity to look for many other relationships with Cooley. It will allow Cooley students to begin to think about not only the MPA and the MBA and the Master of Social Work, but other degree possibilities that they can attach to or add to their JD as they pursue their degree. For us, one of the things that will be interesting will be to look at a 3+3 so that students can come here, certainly pursue 3 years of vigorous and rigorous study, and then look at three additional years to do the JD as well as the BA. And we have work to do. You know, how do you put that together? What does that look like? How do you make all that work? But, you know, this is so consistent with what I think all of the stakeholders, whether at the policymakers in Lansing or the governor's office and others, looking for relationships. You know, how do we take who we are and not ignore the possibility of working together cooperatively in service to the many publics that we serve? And so, you know, I think this is a great shout out. It's a great kudo to both entities and the willingness to be able to do this and pursue opportunities in the betterment of the populations we're serving.
Since they are an independent entity, or going to remain so, would they be free to pursue similar agreements with other institutions around the state?
Yeah. During the course of time, Cooley has had other relationships with other very fine universities. It is not my intent to necessarily block that, assuming that, and it's the Western Michigan University Thomas Cooley Law School. So I think the question is more whether other entities are comfortable with that. That's for them to decide. We have a full range of programs here, and we're very attractive in that context. We are a major public research university, and Cooley recognizes that and what we bring to them as well as what they bring to us. This also provides a platform for us in Grand Rapids, Ann Arbor, Auburn Hills, certainly in Lansing itself, as well as Tampa Bay, Florida. And so that becomes very attractive in terms of how do we access, work with them cooperatively on those venues for program deliverables, et cetera.
Yeah. Do you see some of the collaboration being along the lines of, say, someone in the Hayworth College of Business can, you know, look at something along the lines of business law? You know, perhaps those sort of things.
Absolutely. And, you know, we're very proud of our Hayworth College of Business, an outstanding college. We have some faculty in there that do emphasize issues related to law, and some are credentialed JDs as well as their own academic credentials. But, yeah, I think all of those possibilities. Education, you know, we have many, many superintendents, principals, and others that would like to have a little bit more about educational law. They may not want to pursue a full JD, but, you know, is it possible that there could be a degree somewhere that becomes a master's in legal studies? There are separate pathways that are not JD-oriented but provide really good content for people. So I don't think that any of those doors should be shut, and I think that's what this is about. And I'm so proud that the board is saying to the president, move forward, you know, and don't be constrained by even current thinking today. Let's think a little bit out here, 5, 10, 15, 20 years.
I had a location question and a timetable question. It might be too early for both. I'm wondering, is there any chance the law school is going to beat medical school if this is continuing to go faster?
Well, it is, first of all, with the medical school, now we have received our accreditation, and we are at full liberty to recruit students, and we will be doing that and opening in fall of 2014. Mm-hmm. So that's definitely on go, and we're not in a race with anyone, but from the standpoint of the law opportunity, if we do our work and do it well, I mean, it could be possible that we could be solidifying an understanding or agreement as early as this summer. Yeah.
And location?
Well, the locations are already determined right now. Would it be possible that there would be more deliverables in Kalamazoo? That's one of the questions that, you know, is yet to be resolved and explained. Under, as I understand it, under the American Bar Association standards, Cooley right now could offer up to 15 credits on the Western Michigan University campus without having to require additional accreditation review or approval. So, you know, all things, you start with an idea, a vision, small plans, you begin to develop those and keep your eye on moving forward. So, again, it's always a great day to be a Bronco. Another great one, right? Thank you.